More information at WTUZ.com.
Indeed. Hey, Michaela, hold on. Just be quiet for a second.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's okay. We're not doing live radio over here or anything.
Oh, no, don't.
Keep up what you're doing.
No, I understand they have to work back there. Listen, Benchmark Construction back there working hard through, just like the post office, through the rain, hail, sleet, snow, the wind, they're back there working hard.
They don't
hard.
Have any of that right now.
But they are literally, hold on, they're literally, let me peek out the window.
Like right there.
They are literally building a structure, some sort of building. I mean, it's 10 or 15 yards from us, mm-hmm. right outside our window.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's literally nothing we can do. I mean, God bless them. They're out there just doing their job. So are we. But whatever. Sometimes you got to work with distractions, Michaela. So what, you know, you got to work with whatever is thrown your way. Hey, it's picture day today in our office for a new website that apparently is in the works. I've been told it's been in the works for like the past year or so, but maybe at some point in time it'll be completed. We're going to have pictures of the staff posted up there. I don't know if bios are going to go down. Jared told me bring in props if you want. Bring in things to take with the pictures. I don't know what he meant by that. We'll see if anybody is bringing any props along with them here today. I could have brought in some of my children's toys. They have a big giant rubber duck that I'm talking it's as big as like your upper torso. I could have brought that in.
My daughter has a caterpillar that's about 6 feet long.
I would love it. Please bring that in for picture day today. No, it should be a lot of fun. Maybe we'll throw some pictures of picture day up on Facebook for you guys to check out. A little behind the scenes stuff for you. Honestly.
Yeah. You've got to work through distractions.
I
want to
know if you guys
advice.
Can hear that. Text us if you can hear Benchmark working hard back there. Hey, is Aaron a big cereal guy?
No.
He's not, really?
Mm-mm.
Are you?
I mean, I eat, like, Cheerios.
Oh, I mean, I have at least three different kinds of cereal mm-hmm. in my pantry at all times. Right now it consists of Honey Nut Cheerios. There's one good one for you. That's kind of the healthy option I have. After that, it's Fruity Pebbles. And Cinnamon Toast Crunch, the not-so-healthy option. Mm-hmm. The good kind, so to speak. But hey, Lucky Charms changing. Not only were rainbows and butterflies and pots of gold enough, they're now adding unicorns, little marshmallow
unicorns are like a big thing right now.
To their cereal, so could be yeah, soon.
I can't remember the last time I had Lucky Charms.
Now those, the unicorn, the little spike on their nose, I don't know. It could hurt if you bite into it.
If it's a hard marshmallow.
Could have a lawsuit down the road. There are some cereals out there that will jack up the roof of your mouth. Like Apple Jacks and Fruit Loops. Unless you let them sit in milk for 5 minutes, that will tear your mouth apart. And
yeah.
Everybody knows.
Cereal probs.
Yeah, hashtag cereal probs. Indeed. Hey, Carrie Underwood, she's an Oklahoma girl from Chakota, Oklahoma. There was sad news from there over the weekend. Actually, it was like more than a week ago. A little more than that. A local officer who's from Carrie Underwood's hometown and is actually a childhood friend of Carrie Underwood had a bad accident. He's the assistant police chief there in Chakota, was traveling to work when the accident happened, suffered some real bad injuries, but they started a GoFundMe page there in Oklahoma for the gentleman to sort of defray all those medical costs and everything. They got up to near $20,000 and Carrie Underwood actually caught wind of it and herself donated $10,000.
Wow.
Of her own money.
I wish I had enough to donate $10,000.
Yeah, Chakota native helping out another Chakota native there. Like I said, they know each other from their childhood days, but it's nice. She's not only kind of helping out her hometown, but helping out one certain individual.
Mm-hmm.
His medical costs there. Wow, that's insane back there. That's legit insane.
Yeah.
Hey, also another guy, not a country artist, but a rapper being charitable, kind of, at least with his tip. Jay-Z, all right, we recently celebrated a friend's birthday, went to some club in New York, the Playroom in New York City, bought 40 bottles of the brand Ace of Spades champagne, which is a very high-class, expensive bottle of champagne.
Mm-hmm.
40 of them with different brands. They have gold, they have rose. There was a wide array of them. But with tip included, Jay-Z spent $91,135 just having fun at a New York City nightclub.
I feel like if you have that much money, mm-hmm. that you can blow it at a nightclub, that much money, you've got issues.
The tip was $11,000. The total order after tax. You had 74 grand for the bottles of champagne, 6 grand and some change in tax. That takes it to 80 and some change, and then the tip. And that's a good 15%. $11,000.
Does that like not that? Make you realize how small time we are? Like, seriously. I feel good whenever I tip like 25%, and I'm like, oh, my bill was 20 bucks. You know what? I'm going to give you like $7 or $8. Yeah. You know, I feel pretty good about that.
Or if the service is bad, sometimes you're like, all right, how much should we leave right here? You're with your significant other. You're like, okay, we're gonna leave this. All right, let's get out of here as fast as we can.
But you know, $7 or $8. Sometimes, you know, we actually are really good tippers. We normally leave like no less than $10. But
it's pretty good.
But I feel pretty good when I leave someone a $10 tip. Now I feel like a total just small timer. That I'm comparing that to $11,000.
Yeah, I mean, say if there were.
What?
I don't know if that all went to one person. From what I understand, how bars and watering.
Well, I'm
holes
sure that
work,
bar is probably used to getting celebrities.
You're right, but do you think that 11 grand went to one server? There's no way. It had to go. They had to. They have split tips up, don't they? At least
I don't know. I've never been there.
I don't know. Well, there you go. Someone being generous and someone kind of generous with at least their 15% tip.
Yeah.